Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
22% of people say they feel discriminated against due to their gender. Have you ever experienced gender discrimination? It's kind of a loaded question because you're not quite sure if... Sometimes you cannot be sure if what you experienced is because of your gender or because of something else.
That's a good
point.
No,
I think you can
really?
Tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe my aunt and I are just very well tuned, having come from a generation where there was a lot of gender discrimination. Yeah, I think you can tell. I remember reasonably early in my so-called wonderful career, there were a lot of women in the organisation and I was thinking, oh, this is wonderful, aren't we great? And I said it to the boss one day and he said, don't be ridiculous, Rose. It's because women are more conscientious and they'll all turn up on Monday morning, the fellas don't. And that's true. I found that women are given the creative, the imaginative, the jobs that I suppose might loosely be called nurturing and creative, and they can get to middle management very easily. And it's the bit after that that becomes harder. Mm. And it has partly to do with age. Well, you have to be commonsensical about it too. But a lot of it has to do with what's right for the boys and let's look after ourselves. And we don't. Here's the thing that I found. We do not want to be told what to do by a woman. That's a gender discrimination that you can feel very strongly.
I have a question about that, though, and I'm not making any assumptions by asking the question. But, for example, there was a lady on the radio, Plaster, and she is definitely one of the few female plasters in the country because plastering, you know, is predominantly male. Mm-mm. It's physical. Men are more interested in doing that work. So I might get shot down for asking this, but if women are naturally more nurturing and we're more suited to middle management, if men are more suited to ambitious and higher powered jobs, why can we accept that that's not a biological distinction, but men being plasterers and women being teachers is an acceptable biological distinction?
I should have been more specific. That's the perception. The perception is that women are going to deal better in the workforce with the emotional issues and the creative ones. It isn't a reality. Many, many women don't want to nurture.
Oh, no.
And don't want to create. It's the perception that holds women back.
I'm from a very female-dominated profession and I haven't been... I don't think I've been subject to discrimination based on what I am. But I do think some of the female bosses that I would have worked with along the years would be very discriminatory against males or against females and pro-males, you know. And I think that's, again, probably just a feature of age, maybe. It's a strange one.
See, I think my generation are very clued into that. Well, you know, from a surface level, we're all very clued into it. So it's not as overt if you're just... Because, I'm a student, so I haven't the experience being in the workforce. But what I was kind of getting at and not being sure is because discrimination is such a big buzzword now because we're clued into so many different issues. So I have disabled friends and LGBT friends and friends with different skin colours. So they all have their own experience with discrimination and stuff. And it's really hard to identify yours in comparison because sometimes the idea with feminism, especially in the Western world, is that, oh, we don't need that anymore. We've got equality. You're kind of just making something out of nothing by bringing this to attention.
The day we sit back is the day we'll all be put back in our boxes, I think.
To go back to Aoife's point there about, no, I don't think it's a problem that people are naturally drawn towards different careers, but I suppose the problem comes in is when, if you feel like you can't pursue a certain career because it is all men. I would work in a very heavily male-dominated industry, so it's motors and tech. And in that way, it's like, in my experience, it can be both a positive and a negative. I think sometimes it has worked to my advantage because there's almost a novelty factor there where... So I review cars, basically. So sometimes I might get the nod from a manufacturer to say, we really want to put you in this car. We want to hear your views on this. And I'll think, great, you know, it's that's fantastic. You know, where you are on the press list is quite important. But then it'll be a follow-up email saying, because we really want to get the women's opinion out there.
Yeah.
Yes, and then it's kind of like, oh, okay. So I would much rather it was a situation where she said, we really want to get the expert opinion out there and not just, you know, to kind of be pigeonholed into that. But that's what we're...
It is a reflection of women's spending power more than, sadly.
Do you feel like that there are obstructions? You know, if a woman wants something and is willing to go and, you know, work for it, do you think that... Do you think it's harder? So I think your career is a good example. Is it harder for you to be successful in that industry?
It's like I said, I have to go back to that. I do think it has made me stand out in certain ways because it is so male dominated, and I think people like to see something different coming through. There's other issues. I mean, when it's just personal experience. Sometimes I think it can be kind of hard to get your voice across if you're in it. So a lot of the events and stuff I would go to would be full of other male journalists who, and it's just kind of, it can be almost intimidating. And I don't know, that can be a personal thing. Maybe it's me myself that I'm maybe a little bit unsure of myself, but I do sometimes find it hard to chip in with my point now and then.
It's hard to shout when nobody's listening to you.
And it goes back to what I was saying about if you are more forceful with your opinion, you're viewed differently. I mean, a man is opinionated and that's fine. Yeah. If you were...
That's a manly thing, after all. Real men do.
Although I have to say, my parents were very much... now, I'd say my mother was actually really the boss at home. But I came from a family where they were... Like, they both worked full time. And I, you know, in comparison to maybe friends, I never really had a sense that it was an... You know, that dad was going out to work and mum was staying at home. I suppose... And most of my friends were the same. Their both parents worked. So you know, it was only actually probably when I was in secondary school that I realised that, you know, there were people whose mothers didn't work and stayed at home. But I suppose I didn't have that experience. And that's definitely, I think, been a positive thing for me in that, you know, my dad never kind of had us pigeonholed into girl roles or girl jobs or anything. It was just whatever, you know, do whatever you want to do, provided we can afford to do it.
Sounds
you know,
ideal.
But yeah, there wasn't that kind of, I don't know, there wasn't that expectation or, yeah.
I have the same. I had a father who was a major champion, and with five daughters, you know, my mother worked, and it was in a very empowering environment, which probably helped. But, you know, I have sisters that have chosen to be senior management in multinationals and sisters that have chosen to be in more caring professions and spend more time at home with children. And I'm somewhere in the middle. And I think that we have absolute freedom, you know, obviously within constraints of what we can make happen and finance and all that kind of thing. But, you know, in general, we have the absolute freedom to just to pursue what direction we want to go and where we want our balance to sit in terms of our gender and the roles that we choose.
What about the whole move towards gender equality in the Dáil and things like that, like having
gender quotas,
woman
started,
you know, we surely have to move into the domain that it's the right person for the job. You know,
agreed.
I mean, this business of we have to have 50% women in the Dáil, I have zero interest in politics. I don't care if you gave me €5 million a year, I'm not going to go and work in it. You know, I'm not the right person. So please don't put a woman in a job that doesn't want to do it or isn't qualified to do it. And the same with a man. Don't do it. So, you know, it's going to take time for more women to come through who are interested in politics to be able to take on those jobs. But, I think gender quotas are...
I don't think it's attacking the root of the issue at all, which it's kind of a lazy way of fixing the problem. A gender quota, like what you really should be doing is like going to the younger generations and having information out there so young girls might think themselves, oh, I want to do that someday, and feel like they're supported to go into those positions themselves.
Exactly, they need role models. I think that's the most effective way. And we had it
structures in place. Is there actually a creche in Dáil Éireann? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I mean, structures, so that it makes it possible, so that life doesn't become impossible if you want to do this.
We've had it in the motor industry, which women are horrifically underrepresented in, as you can like probably see when you walk into your car showroom. It's men everywhere. The tactic they have taken is the Society for the Irish Motor Industry every year do this event, which is women in the motor industry, and then everyone who's currently working in it gets to come, and the younger staff get, and it's just a chance to hear people speak who have made their way to senior management. And that's the kind of thing that is encouraging, because I think the problem is more like it's not an attractive career to get. Why are there no other women in there? They must have more sense, you know, that kind of way. So it's great to get first-hand perspective that way, but gender quotas I think are almost insulting because it's, you know, you're the I suppose the underlying message is, well, you might not be good enough, but you get to go in there anyway because we need to tick a few boxes. Like, it's not.
Yeah, and I've been in situations where there's been interview panels and there's had to be a gender quota or, you know, committee meetings or whatever, and they're so ineffective.
Yeah. Are they? I know why. Sorry.
Because we're the mix of people in the room is based on there has to be 50% male, 50% female, but that doesn't mean that either of those 50% are anyway effective at what they're supposed to be doing. They're there because of their sex. To me,
are you talking about in the interview panel now, or the people coming in for interview
on the panel? Perhaps, yeah, yeah. You have to have the token male or the token female there, you know, and it's,
and they're not chosen because they're particularly.
Well, they'd be chosen because they're relevant, probably broadly relevant to the job that's on hand. But it's clear that there has to be the male or the female on the panel, and the person is clearly just not the person that should be there.
Mm.
It may be that three women need to interview you, or two women and a man, or three men. You know, it's about the job, it's about the skills. Mm. We still have a long way to go, though, to get there.
Like, and feminism was always, it was the pursuit of equality, and we're not equal if we start to go down the anti-male road. And if we're disadvantaging men, and the point is that we're equal. But how are gender quotas not disadvantaging men? If a man has worked harder than an equivalent woman, should they not, or become more qualified than a woman, and the woman gets the job ahead just because of her sex? How is that equality?
No, it's not.
The ideal scenario is that the employers themselves or the heads of industry actively search out and try and employ more women because it's for their benefit as well. We bring a different skill set, a different way of thinking. Mm. It's proven that companies with women on the board of management perform better. So it's a random statistic.
I struggle as well being in the office. So my industry is female dominated. Yeah. So if I had two equal candidates, I might be more likely to hire the male candidate in an effort to achieve diversity. But then I feel like that's anti-feminist and anti-women, and I struggle with that because that's I want to hire the women.
Yeah.
But when we have a building full of women, a man's influence, no more than if it was someone of different, you know, ethnic background or sexuality or anything, we want diversity.
Yeah.
And, you know, if in those female-dominated industries, we need to consider getting more men in too.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.